Abraham didn't do such things. You're doing the things your own father does. We're not illegitimate children. They protested. The only father we have is God himself. We believe on you, Jesus. God's our father. We're born again. You told Nicodemus. God so loved the world. You told Nicodemus, anyone who believes in me is not condemned. You told them, Jesus, we believe on you. God is our father. God is our father, Jesus. What are you talking about? We're not slaves. Jesus said, you still live in sin. Your life's not clean. You're going to hell. Your father's the devil. Listen. Verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me. Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. John 14:15. Obey my commandments. This is the love of God, to keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. If you love me, keep my commandments. For I came from God and now am here. I've not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil. No! God is our father. He says, no, Jesus judges it by the word of God and says, my word doesn't say you're of God. My word says you're of the devil because you're still living in sin. I'm telling you the truth that I heard from God. I'm telling you God's word, and you're getting angry instead of saying, yes, Jesus, I'm sorry. I really need to make you the Lord of my life. I need to turn from the sin business. You're right. Your word says I need to stop sinning. We're sorry, Jesus. Instead of doing that, they got mad about it. And that's it. If I went and preached this message and most of your modern day churches, they would throw me out of my ear and I would never be invited back. Yes. But and all the multitudes in those churches would get angry about it. They'd say, man, that guy's preaching laws, what they'd say. Am I? Have you ever read 2 Peter? You ever read Jude? You ever read James? You adulterous people. Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? 1 John 3:6, no one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Do not be deceived. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil's been sinning from the beginning. For this reason, the Son of God has made it manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who is born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. It's all 1 John 3, 1 John 5:18, 1 John 3:9. He says, no one who's born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he's been born of God. How many scriptures do we need to hear? They all say the same thing. God means what he says. The whole Bible means exactly what it says. There's no need to interpret the Bible. No need to. This is the most simple book in the world. There is no need for interpretation. It's the only book out there. It means exactly what it says. What about all the parables? It's very clear what he's trying to portray by the figurative language. It's right there. It means what it says. But no, it means what it says. He says the soul of sin shall die. That's what it means. But I no, that's what the devil did to Adam and Eve. Listen to me. God said, if you eat from the tree, if you disobey my command, you will die. Adam and Eve took off. They said, okay. Satan says, you will not surely die. God knows. God's trying to withhold something. That's not true. God's grace is going to cover it. You're not going to die. That's what the devil says. But God says you'll die. If you live in deliberate sin, you're going to die. There's grace for those who make mistakes. But you know who you are. You know if you're living for him or not. He said, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. He's a liar, and the father lies. I said this before, the best lie ever told would be 99.9% true. They mix a whole bunch of truth in with a little bit, just enough to send you to hell. And the reason they do it is greed. It's greed. It's selfish ambition. They're not trying to build God's church, which is according to the word. They're trying to build man's church, which is according to their agenda. They want to have their big success. They want everybody to see it. There's nothing wrong with success, but you got to do it within the confines of God's word. He's a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. There's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. He's the father and the liar, and the father lies. Yet because I tell the truth, I'm telling you God's word. You don't believe me, and I'm up here telling you the truth. And you can make a decision if you're going to believe me. It's up to you. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? I'm telling you the truth. Why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. He who belongs to God continues in the word of God and is a true disciple. God's word. Here's what God says. What is God going to say other than his word? The reason you don't hear with the intention to obey is what he's talking about is because you don't belong to God. There's a difference between hearing. You know what they did? They turned the table on him. Verse 48. The Jews answered him, "Aren't we right in saying you're a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" So Jesus is like, "Look, Jesus, you're judging me. Stop judging us. We're children of God. We believe on you, Jesus. You think we're of the devil? I think you're of the devil." And that's what they do. "You're the one that's of the devil. We're not of the devil, Jesus. You're of the devil. How dare you judge us? We're children of Abraham. We're children of God. We go to church. We believe in you, Jesus. We're saved." Trying to make a point today. This is not what I plan on teaching, but this is what the Holy Spirit wants. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship and praise you, Jesus. We want to honor and reverence God. God is the friend of those who obey him. Jesus said, "If you obey me, you're my friends." He's not the friend of everyone. He's the enemy of anyone who does what is evil. The Bible makes it very clear. Anybody who lives in sin, you're his enemy. You need to stop. You need to obey him to be his friend. He's God. He's a creator of the heavens and the earth, and he's a just God. He's a loving and merciful God by providing salvation. He's loving and merciful to anyone who obeys him, but to those who refuse to obey him and play games with God and play the hypocritical role, they're in very shaky ground with God. We have to obey him. Father, we worship and praise you, Lord. I want everybody to just bow your heads and just say these words from your heart. And mean it. We're going to pray a salvation-based prayer. If you're saved or not, you know that you are. It's always good to rededicate your life just like people have a renewal of their marriage. Just say, "God,
God,
I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me.
Who's ever hurt me.
And I ask you now to help me to search my heart. I judge myself. So I don't have to be judged. I receive your word into my heart. Jesus, I confess you as my Lord. And I turn from all sin with my whole heart to strive to live for you. Forgive me, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Now, I'm just going to talk about this for a moment now. I've been in strong, last couple days, strong intercession for somebody I want everybody to close your eyes right now. And if you're willing to, Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. And that's acknowledging his word. The Bible says to flee from sexual immorality. Jesus said if anyone even looks at a woman lustfully, he's already committed adultery within his heart. The Bible says do not get drunk on wine. He says I'll neither eat meat nor drink wine or do anything else that will cause my brother to fall. There's two groups. There's two different groups. And I want you to leave this on, Michelle, if there's anybody online. But there's an anointing here to break a bondage. If anybody's dealing with lust, and if anybody's dealing with any kind of sexual perversion whatsoever, whatever it is, if anybody's dealing with alcohol or drinking, something with temptations with alcohol, just stay. I want you to just stay where you are. Let's just all pray this prayer so everybody's included in it. Just say, "God,
God,
I renounce sexual perversions,
sexual perversion.
And all drunkenness. And I yield to your Holy Spirit. Lord, you said,
to the pure,
all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted
and do not believe,
nothing is pure. Both their minds and their consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They're detestable,
disobedient,
disobedient,
and unfit for doing anything good.
I don't want to be that person, Lord.
I don't want to be that person.
I want to obey your word.
I want to obey your word.
I want to obey you fully.
I want to obey you fully.
And I ask you now,
to work in me by your Holy Spirit.
And set me free from all ungodliness.
And set me free from all ungodliness.
And all these sins that were mentioned.
And all these sins that were
give me grace.
Give me strength.
Help me to set nothing evil before my eyes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And I just hear the words influences. A lot of times we're victims of our own demise because we don't do what he said. And he said, do not yoke yourself together with unbelievers. What fellowship is light have with darkness? What agreement is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What does a temple of God have in common with idols? 2 Corinthians 6:14, he says, therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you and to be my sons and daughters. If you want to be his sons and daughters, we need to separate, is what he's saying in context. You can't have one without the other. We need to be separate from the world. And when we listen to that music or we watch those TV shows and count it as it's not a big deal, it's okay. You know, he says that he talked about not only do they continue to do these very things, but they also approve of those who practice them. You're approving of it by giving them the ratings, by supporting that on your TV even. Don't have anything to do with it. There's plenty of good Christian entertainment out there if you got to have it, and it's found in your Bible. Amen? There are some good Christian movies out there, but there's plenty of great worship out there. You like modern worship? There's nothing wrong with that. Watch what you're putting into yourself and surrounding yourself with. A lot of times people, if you overindulge the flesh and you don't fast and stuff like that, I mean, you're going to have more problems with your flesh. Mm-hmm. It will dominate you as long as you allow it to, but it doesn't have to. We can choose to fast and pray. Mm-hmm. So if you're obeying this stuff today, and my message is not to beat you down, but you need to hear this because you need to bring the message. And just because someone seems like a nice person, you need to tell them what the truth says, because God's word will expose what's really going on in there. Because if this makes them angry, I can tell you the truth. You can rest assured that when they go home, there's something else that's going on you don't know about. Because this should not make anybody angry. It made them angry, and they wanted to kill Jesus. And that's the same thing that happened to every prophet before him. They killed him. They hated him. They didn't want to hear God's word. They wanted to hear some nice message. They said, tell us pleasant things, the scripture I quoted you earlier. We tell you the truth because we love you. That's why we tell you how it really is, because I want you to go to heaven. And we're willing to do what it takes to get you there.